Today's Shir Masechta Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Aleph. We will begin on Daf Tzadik and Mevayz, the last word of the Amid. Begins the Mishnah Ha'oinen. Rachman al Tzlan, if somebody is an Oinen, an Oinen is an individual who lost one of his close relatives, and as long as the mace has not yet been buried, Chazal said that he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. He's an oinen till if it's the day of the tira and before the kfura. According to all opinions, he's an oinen midaraisa. He's not allowed to do mitzvahs. And Mishnah teaches us an oinen, such an individual. The question is, could we shech the Korban Pesach on his behalf? Because even though now he can't and shouldn't do mitzvahs, but by tonight, he will, Mitzvah Hashem, be able to do mitzvahs. The question that we're now going to discuss is, can we bring a Korban Pesach on his behalf as well, on him? The next case we speak about is HaMefakeach HaSagal. There's somebody who's clearing away rubble. There was rubble that fell on top of people. And again, if we're not sure if the person under this rubble is alive or dead, and the person who is clearing the rubble, if the person ultimately is found dead, might be tamei. And therefore, since he might be tamei, he can't bring a Korban Pesach on his behalf. Somebody who was told that he would be let out of prison, but there's a concern that that may not happen, and therefore he won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Or a choyle v'azokin, if somebody is ill or elderly, that currently they're able to eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach, but there is a concern that by night they won't have that ability. The halacha is, shoichnen aleihem, will not bring the Korban Pesach on their behalf, because what we look at is the current situation. We could check the Korban Pesach on their behalf, but teaches us the Mishnah, but to have them themselves, that they should be the only person or the only group of people that were bringing a Korban Pesach when they are in this status, we should not. Because we need to be concerned. Because as we described in every one of these individuals, there is a real concern that by night they won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach, whether the oinen became tamei to the mace, whether the person who was clearing the rubble became tamei because the person under the rubble was found, unfortunately, not alive. The choyle zokein aren't able to eat the Korban Pesach. They can't eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach. And lefikach, but since, says the Mishnah, when we brought the Korban Pesach on their behalf, it was a legitimate bringing of the Korban Pesach. Emir and Ben Psul, if afterwards we discover that they can't eat the Korban Pesach for the reasons we just gave, still Ptur Malas Pesach Sheni, they won't be obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni, because the Halacha teaches us that as long as the Korban Pesach Rishon was brought for them properly, the fact that afterwards they're not able to eat it doesn't change that they were Yoytze the Mitzvah. Chutz, however, says the Mishnah, the one exception is the person who was looking under the rubble. Because it turns out that when he was looking under the rubble, he was already Tameh. He was already Tameh when the Korban Pesach was brought. And since he was already Tameh when the Korban Pesach was brought, so he can't be Yotzei with that Pesach Rishon. And that individual will have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So as we explain, the oinen that our Mishnah is speaking about is an individual who is meisim mutar lefonav. His close relative passed away and was not yet buried. Tosfos points out it has to be talking about a situation that this relative died after chatzos. Because as we said when we began the Mishnah, a person who's an oinen is potam in a mitzvah. So if chatzos, which is the moment, as we've discussed many times, that the Chiv Korban Pesach begins. If as Chatzos began, that he was Chayv in the Korban Pesach, so then that chiyah preceded his ptur of his oinen. But if he became an oinen by chatzois, before chatzois, so when chatzois comes, he's not chai, he's already potter from bringing the Korban Pesach, he's excluded from the Korban Pesach, so he shouldn't, you can't bring a Korban Pesach on behalf of such an oinen. So the Mishnah concluded by saying that this person that was, that somebody who we checked for the, who's checking the rubble, by him, we can't, if we discover that the person that was under the rubble was not alive, by him, the halacha is going to be, the Mishnah taught us, he's going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because we need to be concerned that when they brought the Pesach Rishon, the person under the pile was already dead. So Tosfos asks the question, why do we make that type of assumption? Why do we assume that he was already dead when he was starting to clear the rubble, which was before the Korban Pesach was brought? Maybe we should assume that he only was nifta later, and when the Korban Pesach was being brought, this nifta wasn't dead. This person wasn't tamei, and therefore the Korban Pesach that was brought on his behalf was 100% fine. So based on this, Tosfos says that when we find somebody who's not alive, we have to assume that he was already not alive from before. Which opens up a very interesting machloikus hapoiskim. Somebody becomes aware that a close relative of his was nifter. And the halacha distinguishes between if somebody finds out, when he finds out. If he finds out before the shloshim is up, he has to keep a full shiva. If he finds out after the shloshim is up, he does not have to keep a full shiva. Here he knows that his close relative passed away, but he doesn't know, was it before shloshim or after shloshim, from when he was nifta, or after the shloshim when he was nifta. So the Marem mitz is machmer. He says everybody has a cheskes chai. We always assume that a person is alive. So we have to assume that this person who we indeed know passed away at the latest date possible, and therefore it's still before the shloshim is up. The Taz, that's the Marem mitz in Shalos Tshuvos Marem mitz Simen Tzadikei. The Taz in Yoredei is Simen Shin Tzadik Zayin Sif Cotton Beis disagrees. And he says that we assume that he was already nifter and now is already after the shloshim, and he brings a raya from the Tosfos that we just quoted. The Tosfos says that since we know ultimately that the person passed away, we assume he was already nifter when this person started checking under the rubble, and the fact that a person has cheskes chai doesn't change that since I know he's nifter, I assume that he was already nifter from when he started checking the rubble. If that's the case, here too, that we know this person is nifter, we assume that he was nifter earlier rather than later. So the Noida Behuda disagrees with the Taz, and the Noida Behuda says he agrees with the Marem mitz. He says we always say the person has a cheskes chai. Our Mishnah that we just learned said that they doesn't have a cheskes chai, is speaking about kochim, is speaking about, and that's why by kochim, we are machmer to say that he wasn't used to, that he's not, we're not relying on the cheskes chai, and that's why we take a different position and say he's going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But under normal circumstances, we always, and it's a din special in Kotshim, but under normal circumstances, we say a person has a cheskes chai, and we assume he was nifta later, not earlier. So our Mishnah said that if somebody was told that he's going to be let out of prison, we can't shech the Korban Pesach for him himself, because we need to be concerned that maybe they won't keep their word. On that comments the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Barafun, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Yishal Beis Asurim De Akum. That was only when he was in an Akum jail. Avo Beis Asurim De Yisrael, if he's imprisoned by Yisraelim, then Shech B'Fnei Atzma, we could check for him himself, because because since he was guaranteed that he will be let out, they certainly will let him go. The ksiv, because it says about Klal Yisrael, Sheyes Yisrael Yasa Avlo Leidab, because of they say what they keep. Amar Rav Chisda, Hadamar Beis Asurim Da'akum. This that would being strict of Beis Asurim Da'akum. Loya Moron, if that Beis Asurim, if that prison is Chutz L'Chamesh Beis Pagai, is outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Avol Lefnim Chamesh Beis Pagai, if the prison is in the walls of Yerushalayim, Shechton L'Befnei Atzmai, even if he's in a prison of Akum, we could check for him himself. My Tama, what are we concerned? That they won't keep their word and they won't let him out? It doesn't make a difference. Avsha Amtalei V'Ochalei, they could bring the Karm Pesach into the prison. So even worst case scenario where he's not let out, he still will be able to eat the Karm Pesach. And since he's going to be able to eat the Karban Pesach, that's a reason that we could check for him the Karban by itself. The Rishash also points out that let's say we'll have a situation that there was somebody that was not told that he's going to be let out of prison, and they brought a Karban Pesach on his behalf. He could eat the Karban Pesach. It's not considered like a person who's in prison is not equal to a person who's tamei or a person who's a chayil or a zaken. They have an inherent deficiency that prevents them from being able to eat the Karban Pesach. Here, it's not an inherent deficiency that prevents them from eating the Karban Pesach, and therefore, in such a situation that the Karban Pesach was brought on his behalf, and he ends up being able to eat the Karban Pesach, he's yoyt to the midst of the Karban Pesach. Lefikachem ira, so we learned, if these individuals who, as we learned, you were allowed to bring a Karban Pesach on their behalf, and it was burnt that way, and then something came up that prevented them from eating the Karban Pesach, the halacha is they don't bring a Pesach Sheni. Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Yishanu El Gal Ogel. When is there concerned, when we spoke about the one who's checking under the rubble, that's only if the rubble is shaped as a circle. So there's no way that a person who's working with that rubble, if there's a mace under the rubble, should not have been an oil over the mace, and therefore he's certainly tamei, and if he was certainly tamei when the Karban Pesach was brought, that's why he can't be yotze with the Pesach Rishon. Aval gal orach, if the rubble is shaped in a lengthy fashion, in a long way, and it's possible to be working over the rubble, but not being mal over the mace, then you put the malas Pesach Sheni, he doesn't have to mace the Pesach Sheni. Because we could assume that he was tar with the Shah Shechita, even if he was working with the rubble, and therefore, since it's only a Sufik, we could be lenient. Eat them potter. Sometimes somebody who's working with rubble will be potter from Pesach Sheni, and eat them chayiv. And sometimes he'll be chayiv in a Pesach Sheni. Ketzad, gal ogel, if the shape of the rubble was round, v'nimtza tumma tachtav, and then this tumma found under it, chayiv, because certainly he came in contact, he was mal over the mace. Oruch, gal oruch, but if the rubble is in a fashion of a long way, of one long strip, even if he was there, he was maybe, it was tar, and since it was tar, there's no problem that he came into contact. Rashi says that it makes a difference. By Gal Ogul, he certainly came in contact, but Gal Orach, he didn't come in contact. The Rishash asks, why don't we paskin the Shaila the way we paskin all Shailas at Sofik Tumah? And that the halacha is, Sofik Tumah B'Shus Rabbim we know is Tar, Sofik Tumah B'Shus Yochid is Tameh, as we learn from Saita. And that should be the way to discuss the Shaila. So Rashi answers, Al Gemara seems to say that even if it's a Gal Oruch, we're going to be lenient. But how can we be lenient by Gal Oruch in Rosh Hashanah Yochid? Isn't there a rule in Rosh Hashanah Yochid that Sofik Tumah B'Shus Hashanah Yochid is Tameh? So the Rishash answers that since this gal is not, since this tumma is not a tumma that we're certain of, and we've discussed previously in our Masechta that a tumma that we're not certain of, which the Gemara called tumas tahaim, we're much more lenient with. And this therefore is a tumas tahaim. When it's tumas tahaim, even when it's a sofik, it's a big chiddush of the Rishash. We always say sofik tamei b'shus hayakir is tamei. Comes the Rishash and says sofik tamei b'shus hayakir is tamei only by a regular tuma, but by tumas tahaim, even if it's a sofik tuma b'shus, even if it's a sofik tamei b'shus hayakir, we could be lenient. Says the Mishnah, ain't shaychnas a pesach al hayakir. Even if you, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, even if you have a person could eat the entire Karban Pesach, we still should not bring a Karban Pesach for one individual, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But the Yerushalmi says that, Rabbi Yehuda says that even though that's not the way to bring a Karban Pesach, but the Eved, it's fine. Rabbi Yossi matter, and Rabbi Yossi is Mekel. As long as the person could eat a Kazayis, we could shech the Karban Pesach for on his behalf. That's how a Rashi learns. But according to Rashi, it seems, if you have one individual who could eat the a kazayis of the Karban Pesach, he can't eat up the whole Karban Pesach, but he could eat a kazayis, that's good enough, according to Rabbi Yossi, that we could bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf. The Rambam disagrees. The only time Rabbi Yossi will allow us to bring a Karban Pesach for one individual is if that one individual will be able to eat the entire Karban Pesach. But if that one individual will not be able to eat the entire Karban Pesach, we can't bring a Karban Pesach on his behalf. Then teaches us the Mishnah, even if you have a group of 100 people, sheni mechayim lech kazayis, they can't eat a kazayis, and shechlan, we can't shech the Karban Pesach. That means, according to Rashi, that all 100 people together cannot eat up a kazayis, we can't shech the Karban Pesach on their behalf. But if between all of these 100 individuals, they can at least eat up a kazayis of the Karban Pesach, then we can bring the Karban Pesach on their behalf. Even though, points out the Meremei Soda, that in such a situation, there will be no one individual who will be yoytz the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, because the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is that you have to eat a kazayis. Says the Meremei Soda, from here we see the Rashi holds that the mitzvah, of course, is to eat a kazayis of a Karban Pesach. But if you can't eat a kazayis, you should eat as much as you can. So since we're going to have a kazayis of this Karban Pesach consumed, and everybody who's eating from it is eating as much as he can, that is good enough. But the Maloy Roim points out that, of course, Rashi, who's explaining the Mishnah this way, is explaining that the Mishnah is saying that it's only kosher but the Yevid. But l'chatchila, you have to have at least one person, that could eat a kazayis of the Karban Pesach. But there are others that disagree, and they say that Rashi will agree that at least one person has to be able to eat a kazayis. But if there's not, even if you have 100 people, and they can eat a decent amount of the Karban Pesach, if there's not one individual who could eat, if you don't have at least one individual who could eat a kazayis, don't bring that Karban Pesach. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam holds that the pshat is that every person that you're shechting the Karban Pesach for has to be an individual that could eat a kazayis. And if you should not have, you should not bring a Karban Pesach for a person that can't eat the kazayis of the Karban Pesach. Even though the Bar Tanura points out, we learned earlier in our Masechta that you can bring a Karban Pesach le'oichlem v'shloi le'oichlem, combine people who can eat together with people who can't eat. So the Bar Tanura explains that that's only b'diyevid. L'chatchila, the way the Rambam is learning our Mishnah, the Mishnah is teaching us that l'chatchila we should have a group, that is only people that every individual of the group could eat a kazayis of the Karban Pesach. Says the Mishnah further, Ein oisen chaburus noshim avodim ketanim, we should make a group of noshim avodim ketanim. So here our Mishnah teaches us that a rule, Ein shachtim a Karban Pesach le'yochid. So why is the Torah, why is the halacha so concerned that the Karban Pesach should not be brought for an individual? As we saw, even if the individual could eat the entire Karban Pesach, it shouldn't be brought just for one individual. Why? So I saw that the Sefer Daf Al Adaf explains that what Karban Pesach comes to represent is that we became Am Yisrael through the Korban Pesach. That was the first time we all had the mitzvah of eating in groups the Korban Pesach. And it teaches us the power of community. That's the whole lesson of the Korban Pesach. The power of community, not just the power of the community when we do mitzvahs together, the power of the community when we eat together. And therefore, bringing a Korban Pesach just for one individual, even if he'll be able to eat the entire Korban Pesach, defeats the whole purpose of what the Korban Pesach represents. Tana Rabbanan, Menayin, as we just discussed, Ein Shachnos Pesach al Yochid, Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, Leisucha Lizbech as a Pesach, Bechad Shorecha, and the word Be'achad is coming to teach us, don't bring the Korban Pesach al Yochid. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yochid v'yochel achdoi. If you have one individual and he could eat the Korban Pesach, shoichtan malov, we could bring the Korban Pesach on his behalf. On the other hand, a sorah, if you could have 10 people, v'en yochayim malachloi, and we gave 2 pshatim in the Mishnah, and shoichtan malayim. I asked the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, hi ba'achad my avadlei, what does he use the pasuk ba'achad to teach us? Answers the Gemara Mebayle Lich Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Menayin lezoyveches pischa bebamas yochid. How do we know that if somebody brings a Korban Pesach on a bamas yochid, b'shas isra bamas sh'oyve b'loysa say, tamaloyim lezoyveches lezoyveches apechach b'achat sherecha. When Klai Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to bring kabanas on the bamas. Once Shiloh was built, that became prohibited. After Shiloh was destroyed, the Mishkan was a Noiva Govin. They were allowed to bring Kabanas on Bamas. And once the Beis HaMikdash was built, Bamas became permanently Osir. The Gemara in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, on Mabez, discusses the Isser to bring a Korban on Bama. The Pasuk says, Loisasim kuchol ha-shanachna oisim poi ha-yoyim, ish kol ha-yoshe be'enov, kleibosim an-ata ala-menucha ala-menacha. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, once you will come to Yisrael and have a base of Migdash, you will not be allowed to have Bamas. Now, during the time that Bamas were in operation, there were 2 types of Bamas. There were Bamas that were Bamas Yochid, and there were Bamas of the Bamas Rabin, that were like the Bama and Noivin given. An individual could bring a carbon, his own donated carbon on his own bama. But a carbon tzibur, like the Pesach, could only be bought on the bama's tzibur. So our Gemara is teaching us, Menayin lezveichas Pesach v'bemes yechad b'shas isra bama's, where bama's are osir, where, how do we know that you're over alive when you bring a carbon Pesach on that bama? Tamalayim lezveich lezveich bechad sherecha. Yochal ap b'shas at the bama's came, that even at the time when bama's are permitted, and you're allowed to bring a Korban Bamas Yochid, Pesach is not supposed to be brought in that Korban on a Bamas Yochid. Tamalai ba'achas sherecha. Lo'amru el b'shosh kol Yisrael nechnosim sharachid. This special Isser was only said at the time when there's a Beis HaMikdash. But when there is no Beis HaMikdash, then there is no din. Then even though the Korban Pesach should be brought on the Bamas Tzibur, if it's brought on the Bamas Yochid, there's no lav. Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yossi uses for the Ba'achad, and he doesn't use it as Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that ain't shaykhtim as a Pesach ala yochid. Rabbi Yehuda hai menale. Rabbi Yehuda, where does he know this halacha from? Answers the Gemara Tati Shamat Menei. He learned both halachas. Both halacha that ain't shaykhtim as a Pesach ala yochid, and also the halacha regarding Bamas. Ask the Gemara, Olam Yossi, Vemai delahochi the Kamar of Shimon. Why does Rabbi Yossi choose the pasuk to use the pasuk to teach us what Rabbi Shimon taught us? Dilma could have come Rabbi Yehuda Hudasa. Maybe use the pasuk to teach us what Rabbi Yehuda teaches us. So I saw that the Mefarshim Rashi asks that it's difficult to understand this question. Throughout Shas, we have Tanoim that have disagreements on how to learn a pasuk. And we don't find that the Gemara says necessarily, why did you say this Rasha, not that Rasha? So he says that the Gemara ultimately is going to say that this is the easier pshat. Ba'achat, Sharecha comes to teach us the ain't shaykhtim as a
Pesach al Yochid. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, shouldn't have Rabbi Yossi learned the Pasuk that way? It's difficult for me to accept that the halacha is ein shaykh and Pesach al Yochid. The ksiv, the Pasuk does say, regarding the current Pesach, ish lefayachloi. So we see that the Pesach is bought al Yochid. Ramalei Ravukar bar Chinina mepirshnil l'rova. Miam Rabbi Yehuda shein shaykhtan es Pesach l'yochid. Is that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? V'minu. The Braisa teaches us. Isha v'rishon, in Pesach rishon, regarding a woman, shaykhtan le b'fnei atzmai. We could check for a current Pesach for a woman alone on Pesach rishon, because she's chayiv in the current Pesach. B'sheni, regarding Pesach sheni, oysen asa tfeil l'achira. She could be part of a group. We don't shecht for her alone, or for women alone. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda says you could shecht for a woman alone. How are we saying Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't shechna al yachid? Amalei loy temeh b'fnei atzma. Don't say that what the Braisa meant to say was that we could shecht for one woman alone. We can never shecht for one individual alone, not a man, not a woman, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Aleimo, we could shecht b'fnei atzma for a group of women. Amalei, ask the Gemara, is that how we're going to learn Peshat in the Braisa? But me avdina chabur shekol anoshim. Can we make a group for the current Pesach that just has women as members? For Tanan, didn't our Mishnah say enos chaburus noshim avodim ketanim? My love, and what isn't Peshat in our Mishnah? Noshim luchodai, you can't have a group of women alone. Avodim luchodai, we can't have a group of avodim alone. The ketanim luchodai, we can't have a group of ketanim alone. Amalei. So Rava responds, Loi, that's not the way to understand our Mishnah. The way to understand our Mishnah is that we're not allowed to have a group of Noshim Vavodim or Avodim and Ketanim. Noshim Vavodim, we shouldn't have a group of Noshim Vavodim, Shum Tiflis. We're concerned that they may act in a non-moral fashion. And Ketanim Vavodim, we shouldn't have a group alone. Shum Pritzusoi, we're concerned for Mishkav Zohar. And that means, but a group of Noshim and Ketanim, says the Miri, we're allowed to have. And that's what it meant. A group of women we're allowed to have. But a woman alone, one woman alone, Rabbi Yehuda will hold you can't have, just like you can't have one man alone. And the Gemara goes into that halacha. Gufa. Isha Berishin Shechton Abifnei Atzma. We could shecht for herself. Ubisheni and Pesach Sheni. We can make her part of a group, but she can't be a group, but she can't be brought for herself, because even a woman who did not bring Pesach Rishon, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is not mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yosef, even Pesach Sheni, women have a full-fledged obligation, and certainly, Vein Tzarech Lehem B'Rishon. A woman in Pesach Rishon is only part of a group, and by Sheni he holds a certain collector. We don't bring Pesach Sheni for women. Ask the Gemara of Maikam Miflgi, what is the basis of their machlokes? Says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Sover, the pasuk says regarding the Pesach Rishon, but mechsas nefashis. Nefashis means all type of nefashis. Afilu nashim, even women. So if we're going to say that women are equal to men when it comes to Karm Pesach, say so, Yochi, say so, Afil B'Sheni Nami, regarding Pesach Sheni, answers the Gemara, by Pesach Sheni it says, Ksiv Cheto Yisoy Ishahu, Ish in Ishaloi. So ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're learning the Pasuk by Pesach Sheni, V'chitema, so ask the Gemara to review the Yoch HaFil Tfeil B'Sheni Namiloi, so why could Isha be part of a group by Pesach Sheni? She should be completely excluded from Pesach Sheni. Answers the Gemara, Ahani, the Pasuk by Pesach Sheni says, K'chol Chukas HaPesach Yasuoi Soi, that the Pesach Sheni should be brought like the Pesach Rishon to teach us, L'Tfeil B'Alma, that she could be part of a group but not be an independent group. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that women are chayiv in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni full-fledged, my tama, the ksib Rishon b'michsas nefashos, since it says the word nefashos, it means both men and women, afil isha, the ksiv, and the pasuk says, Pesach Sheni, v'nichrasa nefshahi ma'meho, also, the pasuk says nefesh, any type of nefesh, afil noshim. Why what is he going to do with the pasuk of cheta yisai ishahu. Says the Gemara, "Lemute mai, what's it coming to exclude? If women are included completely in Pesach Rishon and included completely in Pesach Sheni, what do we need the pasuk to exclude? Lemute katan karas, the katan not chayiv in karas." So I saw that the Sefer or Chodesh says, if we have a pasuk that teaches us that women are chayiv in Pesach Sheni, then certainly the chayiv in Pesach Rishon. So why do I need a special pasuk for Pesach Rishon? So he explains that the way to understand the Gemara is like this. Once we are able to explain that the pasuk says nefashos by Pesach Rishon, that it comes to teach us that all people, women included, are chayiv Pesach Rishon, we can't use anoshim to exclude women, and therefore we're going to say women are chayiv Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. So Tosfos asked the obvious question. The pasuk said, the Gemara just said, that according to Rabbi Yossi, when the pasuk says cheta yisai ishahu, it's coming to exclude a cotton from chorus. So Tosfos says, of course a cotton is excluded from chorus. A cotton is part of mikol mitzvahs. So Tosfos answers that the pasuk is coming to discuss somebody, a cotton, who became a godel between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And we would think that since now, by Pesach Sheni, he's already a godel, so he should be chayiv, and if he doesn't bring the Karm Pesach Sheni, he'll be chayiv chorus for not bringing the Karm Pesach Sheni. Teaches us the pasuk that if you weren't chayiv in Pesach Rishon, if you weren't chayiv in Pesach Rishon, he's not obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni. But the Mashal asks a question. He says the Gemara we're going to learn on Daf Tzadik Gimel actually brings a machloikis regarding this question. Rebbe holds that Pesach Sheni is not just a makeup for somebody who doesn't bring Pesach Rishon. Rebbe holds that Pesach Rishon is an independent obligation. So if that's the case, according to Rebbe, the cotton who became a godel between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is not the cotton that our Gemara is speaking about. Because according to Rebbe, that cotton is mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. So the Rishash, in answering the Mashal's question, says we need to understand Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't mean to say that this cotton who became a godel before Pesach Sheni is not chayiv in a Pesach Sheni. He will be chayiv in a Pesach Sheni, but what the Gemara is coming to say is that if he doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni, even though he should, he won't be chayiv a karmen chattis. But the Sfas Emes suggests a whole different pshat in our Gemara. He says our Gemara is referring to a cotton who became bar mitzvah on the night of Pesach. So if not for the Pesach, we would have thought that he's going to be chayiv karis from not participating in Pesach Rishon. Teaches us the Pesach that if he's not, that only if he's a godel on erev Pesach Rishon is he mechuyev in Pesach, is he chayiv karis if he doesn't eat the, doesn't have a karm Pesach brought from a Pesach Rishon. But if he only became a godel on Pesach by night, then he should have had a Karm Pesach brought by, on his behalf. But if he didn't, he won't be chayiv karis. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us, says the Sfas Emes. Rav Shimon says that Pesach Sheni, women don't bring at all. And Pesach Rishon, we don't make a group out of women. Rav Shimon, the Ksibah Rishon Ish. So we learn from an Ish in Ishaloi. So it says the Gemara, if that's the way Rav Shimon is learning the Pasuk, v'chitei mi'och, afil et feil et nami loy. So if that's the case, a woman shouldn't even be part of a group. And it says the Gemara, ahani lo, for that we have the Pasuk, b'mechis nafashis let feil, that she could be part of a group. So ask the Gemara, so v'chitei mi'och, if that's the case, so Rav Shimon should hold that Pesach b'sheni nami, but Pesach sheni, she should at least be part of a group. Answers the Gemara, l'miyit rachmana b'sheni, diksiv cheta yisa ish, ish in ishaloi. Ask the Gemara, my kamayit loy. What does the pasuk mean to say it? E, michiev, if we say that we shouldn't bring it herself, hashta b'rishon loy, if by Pesach Rishon we don't bring a carbon Pesach for a woman herself, b'sheni b'boy, is there need to tell us that that's the halacha by Pesach sheni? A laugh to teach us the halacha of tefela. Ask the Gemara, what is the pasuk of Ish, the Kamar of Shimon, that Rav Shimon is using that pasuk to teach us that women are excluded from Karm Pesach? Inema, if you'll say it's from the pasuk that says, V'yichulem Ish, sel beis ovois, sel abayis, Asked Gemara, Hahumi Bailei, don't we need that ish for what Rabbi Yitzchak taught us? Damar, we learned from that pasuk, ish zoich l'cheirim, that a godel could take ownership behalf for somebody else, but a cotton ain't zoich l'cheirim. And Rashi explains, the reason a cotton can't take ownership for anybody else is because ain't shlichus l'cotton. That means, as the Rishonim explain, normally I could be zoich in something on your behalf if it's to your benefit, even if I didn't get your permission. Here, by cotton, he doesn't have the physical ability to take ownership. But Tosfos asks, of course a cotton can't take ownership for somebody else. He can't take ownership for himself. So if he can't take ownership for himself, he can't take ownership for anyone else. So Tosfos answers that there are circumstances where if somebody is being mezakeh for a cotton and the cotton is standing there, that's a cheres maknas loy, where cotton can take ownership. But that's only for himself, never for anyone else. So Al Gemara just tries to learn, where will Rav Shimon learn it, where does the pasuk say ish? That Rav Shimon will learn from that pasuk that women are exempted from a Karban Pesach. So in Amon Aleph, we had a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, if Shaykhna is a Pesach al Yochid. Rabbi Yehuda said that since the pasuk says, Laisucha l'zbayich as a Pesach ba'achat sharecha, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that we ain't Shaykhna is a Pesach al Yochid. Rabbi Yosi, we learned that since the pasuk says, Ish l'fi achloi, we do bring a Karban Pesach b'shvil ha-yochid. And we learned that Rabbi Yosi will say that the pasuk Laisuch l'zbayich as a Pesach is coming to teach us that there's an iser to shech the Karban Pesach and a bamis yochid, but that iser only applies b'shas iser habamis. Ella ish l'fi achloi. So if we're going to say that Rabbi Shimon learns it from the pasuk of ish l'fi achloi, Rabbi Yosi, we said Rabbi Yosi who says Shaykh de Malayochid also holds like Rav Shimon regarding the pasuk of Ba'achad that he holds. It's talking about the Isser of bringing Karban Pesach on a Yochid. So if Rav Yosi holds like Rav Shimon, presumably Rav Shimon nami sover like Rav Yosi. Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yosi. And if that's the case, the pasuk of Ish l'fli achloi, Hahumi Bailei, is needed to teach us the halacha, the shaykhness of Pesach al Yochid. So how will Rav Shimon notice then that we don't shech the Karban Pesach for women? Answers Rav Shimon, Amalach, imkei nichta rechmana l'fi achloi. If all the pasuk was coming to teach us was that shaykhness of Pesach al Yochid, it would be enough that the pasuk should say the word l'fi achloi. Why did the pasuk add the word ish? Shamtim neitarti to teach us two dinim. One, that Shaykhnam is a Pesach al Yochid, and one, that Yochid is an Ish. We shech the Karban Pesach for men, not for a woman. Not for women alone. Kaman Azla Hadam Rebeloza, Rishim Rishin Chayva, there's a Bryce that says, the Rebeloza says that women in Karban Pesach Rishin are Chayv, Vishaini Rishus, Vidaychas HaShabbos. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? If the Karban Pesach of a woman is only a Rishus, my Darchas Shabbos. Aleima, B'sheini Rishus. By Karban Pesach Sheini, the woman's obligation is only Rishus. B'rishin, it's a Chayva. And since women have a Chayv Pesach Rishin, Karban is Darchas Shabbos. Kaman, whose opinion is that fellow? Says the Gemara, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So we finish our Sugya of Shaykhness of Pesach Al-Yachid. And we see it's a machlokes as we discussed in the Mishnah, ain't Shaykhna as a Pesach el Yochid. So I saw that the Sefer Tal Chaim quotes the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, Halach Yudches, says that the important element of Yontif is the Sameach Lev Hamulolim Aniyim Vevyoinim. You have to make sure that everybody is able to enjoy Karban Pesach. Ain't shaykhtem as a Pesach ala yachid. If you're bringing a Karban Pesach ala yachid, you're only thinking about how will you enjoy the yontif. But you're not thinking about how will others enjoy the yachid. Ain't shaykhtem as a Pesach ala yachid. That's not the way to bring a Karban Pesach. Amar Reb Yaakov, Amar Reb Yochanan, Ein oyser chabur shekul geirim. We don't make a group for the Karm Pesach that's all only geirim. Shemi dakdenu viveno de psol. It's the way most Rishonim explain. The geirim are very scrupulous in their observance of mitzvahs, and they may start over-examining the kashrus of this Karm Pesach and make it disqualified and declare it disqualified when it truly is not disqualified. So to avoid that, we shouldn't have a group that's only a geirim. Tarabana Pesach Matzu Maror, Berishin Chayva, on the first night of Pesach are you're obligated to eat them, Mikan Ve'el Chushos. Shimon Oymer Ben Noshim Chayva, by men it's a Chayva, and Ben Noshim Rishos. Ask the Gemara Ahai Koi, what was meant by this statement? Ilayma Pesach, if you're going to say it's Pesach, Pesach Kol Shiva Mi'ika, do we bring Karm Pesach all 8 days? That we could discuss if it's Chayva Rishos, Ela Matzu Maror. We're saying that Matzu Maror, the rest of Yontav is Rishos. Amen Sefer, Rishim, but then if that's what the Brisa is referring to, Matz and Maror, let's continue learning the Brisa. The Brisa said, Rav Shimon Omer, Ben Noshim Choy, Ben Noshim Rishos. That Matz and Maror is only going to be Choy by men, not by women. Ask the Gemara, can we say that? The lesson of Rav Shimon Hod Omer, Ben Lozor, Noshim Chayovavs, Bachilis Matzvus, Tvah Torah, women are Mechuy, Ben the Brisa to eat Matzah, because the Pasuk says, Shinema loisoichel amatzis shivus yom and toichel loisoichel of chametz shivus yom and toichel matzis. We learn from here kol sheyeshna b'bal toichel chametz. Whoever is not allowed to eat chametz yeshna b'kumachal matzah must eat matzah. V'hani nashim and women certainly however yeshna b'bal toichel chametz may not eat matzah. It's a lav and lavim apply equally to men and to women. So there yeshna b'kumachal matzah. So how could you say that women are not chayiv in matzah? In the first night of Pesach, Matzamar. Elaim Pesach Matzamar Barishin Chayva. The first night, they're Chayv. Mikan Ve'el Chrushos. Rav Shimon Oymer Ben Noshim Chayva. Rav Shimon is going back to the Karm Pesach. And he's saying that the Tanakhama said that both men and women are Mechuyiv in eating the Karm Pesach. And Rav Shimon says, when we speak about the Karm Pesach, like Rav Shimon has learned in our Shir, Ben Noshim Chayva, Ben Noshim Rishos. Men have a chiv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Women do not have a chiv to eat the Karm Pesach the first night of Pesach. So Agamar said that the first night of Pesach, there's an obligation to eat matzah. The rest of Pesach, the question is there a chiv to eat matzah the rest of Pesach? So the Rishonim say, why is it any different than Sukkah? That every time we go into the Sukkah, For the entire Yontif, we make an Achilas Aleisha B'Sukkah. So the same thing should be by Matzah. So Rishonim say that isn't the proof that Matzah is not a Chiv all Pesach. Just like every time you walk into the Sukkah, you Mekayim a Mitzvah. So till every time you walk in, you eat Matzah, the Chizkuni, the Chassam Sofer quotes the Chizkuni, the Avni Nezer quotes the Baal Amor, say for every time you eat matzah during Pesach, you're getting a mitzvah. Why don't we make an Achilas Matzah every time we eat matzah according to those Rishonim, just like we make a Leisha B'Sukkah every time we sit down in the Sukkah during Sukkahs? Because Sukkah, it's impossible not to sit down in the Sukkah for the whole 7 days of Sukkah. You have to eat. However, matzah, you could survive without eating matzah the whole Pesach. You could eat other foods. And therefore, it's not the same. And that's why the Sefer Meisa Rav quotes that the Gra would enjoy eating every Kazayis matzah because he said, every time I eat a Kazayis matzah, I'm a Kayim, a mitzvah.